Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold, and I'm doing this podcast to motivate and help people grow, while also helping myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. So what are friends for is the topic for today. So let's talk about it. All right, welcome back. I got with my guest, LeGarrette, and we about to go ahead and get into this. So tell them a little bit about yourself, man.
What's going on, y'all? My name is LeGarrette. I grew up with Harold. We used to always go to our friend Dick's house, have sleepovers, parties. We used to have a whole lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
Do a lot of playing basketball. Me and Harold used to have some competitive games in basketball, man. Like, those were the days. Yeah. Like, we both thought we could hoop. We thought we was doing something. Yeah, we really thought we was going to the league at that
Facts,
time.
Facts, bro. Facts.
That was some good times, though.
That was. Hey, that's good right there. Y'all, my memory back. Yeah, man, fun times. Boy, I was trash. I'm just playing. I wasn't that bad, nah. But yeah.
Yeah, some dribble moves. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm good at defense, now. Nah. And the defense was on
defense
point.
Defense, too.
Defense on point. I need to work on my shooting, though. Shooting was good.
I can never shoot, though. Yeah. That's one thing about me. I can drive.
Oh, yeah, you were nice with it. Yeah.
Real quick. Yeah. Man. Shooting.
Yeah.
Nah, hey, I couldn't do it.
It's all good. Hey, we shooting towards different things now, you know? And we're going to hit every goal, every net. You feel me? We're going to be on that. But yeah, man, I'm glad you made it out here, man, all the way from Charlotte. Yes, sir. So tell us a little bit what made you want to move to Charlotte.
I just wanted to move to Charlotte, man. I just thought I wanted to go out there for more opportunities. Charlotte booming, the city on the uprise.
Yeah.
There's a lot of jobs out there, a lot of entertainment. Yeah. So I don't know. I just felt like it was time to make a move, and it just. The first step right here.
Yeah, I like that, man. Not a lot of people can do that. So that takes determination right there, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, so I know you like a lot. You like business. You like a business major, right?
Yeah, I went to school for business.
Yeah, how was that?
Administration. It was good, man. Yeah. College, it's hard work, man. You gotta stay dedicated. You gotta stay on top of it. You learn a whole lot of discipline in college, you know what I'm saying? When we was in high school, middle school, stuff like that, we had our parents on us every morning, you know, get ready for school,
Facts.
You know, stuff like that. When you're in college, you know,
right,
it's on your own, you know, they have that structure in place,
yeah.
You know, if you don't make it to your class, then that's just that. Ain't nobody gonna hold you, and nobody's gonna hold you accountable. You know, you got to hold yourself accountable, you know, when you're in college.
That makes sense why I missed a lot of days at work. Hey, man, I should, college was not for me at the time. Just my mindset was not there. You feel me? I was not focused. I was just trying to be there just because everybody else was there. Yeah.
Man, so many other ways to make money, you know, outside of college, bro.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be. You ain't got to go to college to make money, man.
That's true.
Especially where the internet is. Like, you make money. Like, it's crazy out where the world going, man.
It's a lot of opportunities out there, man. You just got to go looking for them.
For sure.
Got to go
be creative, too, man.
Facts.
Creativity.
Facts.
Man, just like, when you be creative out here, it can get you a long way, man. Never stop being, never stop dreaming.
Never stop dreaming, man.
You got to think big. Think positive. Don't limit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your hand in different things.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Put your hand in different things. See what sticks.
Right. You can never grow too old for your dreams. That's factual.
Sure.
So I got some questions for you, Mr. LeGarrette. So how we going to do this is I got 10 questions, all right? So I want you to give me 5 numbers, and we're going to go off of that. We're going to go off of that. All right? What you got for me?
So I got 2.
2.
I got 5.
5.
I got 7. I got 9.
All right, you got one more for me.
I got 12. Oh, 12.
Oh, you got 10.
10, my bad. 10.
Okay, bet.
I got 10.
All right, bet. All right, so 2, 5, 7, 9, 10. All right, so let's start with number 2. How do you decide? Matter of fact, before we even get to that, so. Since we're talking about, you know, how we got to know each other and friends, and I remember hearing you like to show friends. So
Can you give me a little understanding? Because I've never watched the show, but I heard a lot of people talk about it. It's just, I don't really understand what's the concept of it. So if you was to explain that and break it down to make us understand, the ones that haven't seen it,
yeah,
what would you say about Friends? And
Friends, why would you watch it? Friends is one of the dopest shows, you know, I didn't watch. You know, a lot of people always, you always flipping the TV and you just see Friends and you just see the wacky, tacky type stuff. You're like, ah, it's corny. I don't want to watch this. But Friends is it was actually a show with some substance in it.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of substance. So, like, the beginning of the show, you see these young middle-aged people. Maybe they're probably around our age right now.
Right.
Trying to figure out their lives. Trying to figure out what's their next move, their career paths, and things like that. And just really just not, like, getting out on their own. And throughout the process, it's 10 seasons of Friends.
10 seasons, man.
So, like, throughout the process, you know, of the whole show, like, you just continue to see them build and grow and grow. And you see them go through all these trials and tribulations, relationship problems.
Mm.
And you just see that bond as they get older. You can just see how they bond is. It's a bit like, it's real cool to see because it's like, it's a group of friends. Like,
right.
They have each other back.
Mm-hmm.
They loyal to each other.
They
just do everything together. Like, they were just always there for each other in times of need and things like that. And it was just like, their relationship was just so dope to me. It was just like, it was like brothers and sisters.
Dang.
And it was just, I don't know, just watching them, like, grow together.
Yeah.
I remember Rachel, when she first joined the show, when the show first started, like, she was like this naive, rich girl, daddy's money, and stuff like that. And then, on the second episode, like, she decided that she was going to try to be more independent.
Right.
And then, like, by the time the show ended, you know, she over here, she one of the top workers.
Okay.
At Ralph Lauren. So it's just like, it's dope to see like their transition, you know, from the beginning to the end, and then how their relationship was, man. It's heartwarming.
That's awesome, man.
It's heartwarming.
Especially 10 years. Like, that's big. That's 10 seasons, like 10 years, right?
Yeah,
so they watched each other grow throughout life. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it got a lot of substance in it. I agree with that,
that's
man.
That's a good show, man. Y'all got to check Friends out for sure.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on it.
Facts. Yeah. Might learn a thing or two. Let's get to it. Man, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
That was a good description of it, man. All right, so how do you decide what friends you want in your circle?
Loyalty.
Yeah.
Especially loyalty. Without loyalty, my friendship not gonna do. It's not gonna be nothing.
Facts.
And then, you know, just being there for each other. Like, I feel like if we can't sit and talk and have real discussions, real conversations, then it's just like, what we doing here?
Exactly.
Like, what we're doing here, just keeping it surface level. Like, that's not my thing. Like, that's why I'm so to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everybody can meet you there, you know, on that level. I'm not a go out there and just talk about some pointless stuff.
Right, yeah.
Some pointless stuff. Like, that ain't my style. But just like, and having the same mindset, man. What you working towards?
Mm.
Then you have goals.
Gotta be driven.
And then, like, you gotta be driven. Like,
gotta be.
And just like, we gotta be able to motivate each other. If I'm lacking in something, you need to tell me, bro. And if you lacking in something, I'm gonna tell you.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? So just like, we gotta help each other out, man.
I agree with that. That's good right there. I agree with that very much. I mean, I feel like real friends will tell you when something's wrong.
Because
I feel like, that's like saying, I got something in my teeth, and I go talk to somebody. And then my homeboy saw me first, and he ain't say nothing. And then I go to this girl, hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? And then she be like, bro, what's in your teeth? I'm like, what you talking about? And then in my head, I'm like, bro, did I not just talk to my homeboy? And I know I was grinning all up in his face just now. He ain't say nothing. He's like, then you go back to your homeboy, you say, you ain't see this in my teeth? Oh, yeah, man, I saw it. But you know what? I figured you was going to get it out yourself. You feel me?
Exactly.
I'm like, bro, like, come on now. You know he about to go talk to somebody, and you going to let him just slide off. Like, no, be like, bro, hey, you got some of your tooth. You got some of your tooth. Sometimes we tend to feel like we might hurt somebody's feelings. But if they're your friend, they'll understand what you're saying. You got to come at it with love, though. It's all about your tone.
I agree. Because I had to learn that, too. Because I think when I was younger, I used to, I would want to tell this person. But I'd be like, dang, I don't want to, like, make them feel bad and stuff like that.
Right.
But I done got older now, so it's just like, I know if I critique you on something, I'm giving you feedback on something, it's coming from a good place. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings or like Thanks. Make you feel some type of way. It's all love with me. Like it's exactly. genuine. So it's just like, I'm gonna tell you. Right. I'm gonna tell you, and you know, I know where place is coming from. So
factual. I'm telling you, bro. Gotta have that. That's good right there, man. All right. Then five, let's see what we got. Do you think being vulnerable with people is a pro or a con?
That's a good question. Yeah. I think it can be both.
Yeah.
I would say it can be both because, you know, being vulnerable, that's how you form genuine connections, being vulnerable. Giving people your truly authentic self unapologetically. Mm. So, you know, with that, it's like if they can't really see you, if they don't see that part of you, just like it's like they don't know the full you. They don't know the whole you.
Right.
But then you got it on the flip side of it, like you got some people like, oh, they take it for weakness. Mm-hmm. They're trying to take advantage of that. They didn't see that side of you, and now they feel like they can treat you a certain type of way and things like that. So, I mean, right. it's a pro and a con to being vulnerable. So you do got to be choosy about who you're vulnerable with.
Okay. I like that. So what I hear you saying is just be mindful of who you're being vulnerable with. Yeah. Okay. I agree with that. That's good right there, man.
What you think? You think it's a pro? What you think?
I mean, I agree with everything you said, honestly. And I would add to that and say you have to take that first step to be vulnerable. And you may get hurt, but in order for you to find out whether or not they are your friends, you have to see how they respond to what you tell them. If they go and chit-chat to everybody about it, that's not your friend. Because they're not there to help you. They're just trying to get your information. They're trying to give out that tea. And they say the gossip. Shoot, I was at the school the other day and the girl said, I got me a gossip book. I thought she said gospel book. She said gossip. Yeah, I just get all the tea. I'm like, well, dang, if you give out the tea, nobody gonna want to give tea to you. And right. She said, I'm gonna get the tea regardless. I said, all right, you do your thing, girl. You do your thing, girl. But nah, for real, you kind of got to take that risk of being hurt and let down. But then you'll know who's for you and who's not for you.
Right.
That's how I feel. So yeah, definitely a pro and a con. I agree 100%, man. 7. When you hear the word friends, what comes to mind
is brotherhood.
Okay. I like that.
My brotherhood. Just knowing that you, I think of brotherhood when I hear friends.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing like the brotherhood, you know, just vibing out with the boys, you know, just talking about life. They, you know, as men, a lot of the times, like, a lot of the stuff that we go through, like when you got that brotherhood to fall back on, you know, have these certain conversations with the vent with, you know that your brothers is going to fully understand because 9 times out of 10, they either been through it or they going through it right now. So, you know, it's a lot of us is going through the same things.
I agree with that, man. Good. Yeah. I love the fact that you said that and spoke about as men. Because we do struggle a lot. People, and they kind of say, like, we don't. They try to, like, kind of not see it, I guess you could say. They try to turn a blind eye to it. But we do need that emotional connection with brothers as men. Because we're not really going to listen to women as much. But when our brothers tell us something, we're going to be like, word? I didn't even realize that. So it's good to have that person that can hold you accountable. And that'll be there for you when you need it most. Because sometimes it can be hard, you know. And you got to take, but it's not only just your friends that need to do that, but you need to do it as well. And how can I say this? Like I said earlier about it, you need to be willing to take that step towards letting them know. Because I know a lot of us be feeling like we don't want to be a burden. We don't want to bother them with what we got going on. We can handle it ourselves, but
yeah,
that's just how we wired. Like through generations, that's just how we've been built and taught. And that puts a lot of pressure on us when that's not the case. Like we need people too, because we as men, it's like even like as a coming from a family man side, once you get a family, you're supposed to protect, provide, and just make sure everybody good. But the question is, who is making sure you're good? Because if you're not good, you can't make sure they're good.
Right.
Because they're going to get the side that's left over, all that.
It trickles down.
Exactly.
It trickles down, man. That's why you always, as a man, you know, you do got to take care of yourself. We all got to take care of ourselves, but check in on your mental health. Mm-hmm. That's why I always tell men, like, tell people, go to the gym, man. The gym can make a big difference on your life,
that's
man.
True.
It can keep you level, keep you grounded. You know, you can release some of that stress, you know, in the gym. Going on walks. I like to go on walks.
Back, bro. Run,
stuff like that. It's the little stuff, man. You got to find different things
that
try to keep you at ease, keep you at peace, man.
Exactly. I agree with that 100%, man. Hey, then being out in nature, man, it's something peaceful about that, being free out there, man. So definitely, hey, go on some walks sometime, man. It don't take that long, 5 minutes. That's all right today. Just get yourself some self-care and get out the house for a little bit. Yeah, they'll understand, trust me.
It'll change your life.
Facts.
I wouldn't lie to y'all.
Facts. Yeah, I like that. All right, so we got, let's do number 7. Nine. Yep. Are they, I'm over here misspelling stuff. Are there any men in your life that you look up to or would aspire to be more like?
I ain't gonna lie. I don't like that question.
You don't like that question? Why you don't like that question?
Because I don't want to be like nobody. I don't want to be like nobody. I just want to be me, man.
Okay. So is there anybody that you see that you be like, okay, they are where I want to be in life? Let's put it like that. Like, you don't want to be them, but this is where I want to be at in life. Yeah, let's put it that way.
Let me get that question one more time.
I got you. So, is there any men in your life or that you may watch or listen to that you want to end up becoming more like when it comes to the area that they are in?
I'll say it's this one dude I know I used to work with at Spectrum. When I was working at Spectrum.
Okay.
His name was Self. Every time I see Self, he always had like an uplifting spirit. Every time he see me, he give me some encouraging words every day. Every time you see, what's going on, nephew? You might spit a verse or something, like a Bible verse or something.
Okay,
I like that. Like he always did that, bro. Like, he always made me feel good, like, when I talk to him.
Yeah.
It don't matter what it is, I've never seen him, like, be down, seem down, or like something was bothering him. Like, he just... It's always positive, always positive. But he was like, it wasn't like a, I'm so perfect type of positive. It was kind of more so like, it was like a, we all doing the best we can, you know, keep going, nephew. Like, kind of one of those things.
Yeah.
And he stuck with me. That stuck with me, man, because I really feel like, I feel like that's a person that I'll never forget just because of how he was, man. It just like, he was just so different. You can just tell.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. In the world we live in, the road we travel isn't an easy one. And it's good to walk this path with people that can lift you up, build you up, and help strengthen you along the way. So be sure to follow this podcast. Subscribe to it and share to others. Man, Seth sound like a good man. Like, that sound like a great example of a quote I've seen around where they say, people don't remember what you do. They remember how you make them feel.
Yeah.
And that sticks with them, like you said.
Exactly, man. Because they feel, how you make people feel.
Exactly. They feel wanted. They feel heard. They feel loved and respected. So that's all people really want sometimes, to hear them out. Just hear them out. And man, it may take a long time now. Some of them may... chatted for a good little minute, but hey, that's what friends are for, right? Sometimes they burden become yours, and you just got to help them lift it. You feel me?
Carry that load.
Carry that load. I'm telling you. So, question 10. So, in a 10-word sentence, what would you say makes you a good friend?
I would say that what makes me a good friend is my friends know that I listen. My friends know they can call me anytime. And they need to vent, you know. They know that that door is always open. They can talk to me about anything. I know a lot of people are afraid to have certain conversations with certain people. And, you know, I love the lot of the people close to me, you know, to know they have that open communication with me. it's no barriers for me. And, you know, that's just awesome. They just know I'm one of those people.
So what you're saying, let me make sure I get this right. So being a good listener also makes you a safe space.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I like that. I like
judge free zone. I give them feedback sometimes that they ask for it, right. But you just tell. Like, well, sometimes you know people just want to get it out. You know, clear your thoughts.
Right.
I mean, I know how that be because sometimes, you know, I need that. So you know, I just kind of put myself in that situation, air them out.
Yeah, I like that, man. That's good right there. So, give y'all a little article. So there's an article I looked at, and it's by Mayo Clinic. And they say that friendships enrich your life and improve your health, including benefit-wise, it raises your sense of connection, your belonging and purpose. It boosts your happiness. It improves your self-confidence. It helps you cope through hard times, and it urges you to change habits. So, did any of that resonate with you?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
You know, your relationship with your friends and family, you know, your career, all that kind of tied into, you know, your success, like your happiness and your livelihood.
Right.
And things like that. Just having those positive things going for yourself, you know, it could brighten up, you know, your spirit, knowing that you have all these things, different things. You know, you can count on this person to be in your corner and your family, your friendship. It's just like, you know, you know that if you was to get down, you know, you always got those people in your corner and, you know, they'll lift you up.
Facts.
And those are the type of people that you really need to have around. That's why I love my dog, Lee, though.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, not even sometimes, but if I even say something like negative about myself, bro, he gonna correct me off the rip.
That's how he is.
Like that's the type of person he is. Like, and that's what I like about each other, because it's the same thing. It's vice versa. Like, we gonna always bring each other up, bro.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna sit right there and let you talk down or something not like that or doubt yourself, because you him, bro. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah. You hear that? You gotta be able to be open and straightforward. Like, hey, let other people know, hey, you him. You him. Like, you ain't always got to be him. They can be him too. All right? We all hims around here. You feel me? I like that. That's good. Yeah, feed off each other energy.
Yeah.
That's good right there, man. That's love right there, bro. All right, so I got the word for the month. Let's see what we got for you. Man, I'm slacking, y'all. I got to do better. I always introduce the handy dandy note box. I'm sorry. I'm slacking on that one. I'm going to get better. Don't worry. So, like I said, the word of the month, Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And, I mean, it's basically what we've been talking about, having your people around you. They can help build you up, like he said, and y'all kind of feed off each other, and y'all grow together. That's what we all eat, basically. That's what you got to have. You got to have a circle of eaters that eat together, that don't mind being like, hey, man, I see your plate looking full. Can I have some of that?
Yeah,
that's cool. Here. And then when you need some, hey, my plate getting a little empty. You cool about taking some off yours? Yeah, man, go ahead. Come on. We feasting out here. That's what we need. Feasters together. Y'all all trying to be selfish and gluttony and all that other stuff. Eating all your own field. But let somebody have some too, man. They starving out here.
Sure.
Help your brothers out. Goodness gracious. Everybody can eat, bro. Everybody can eat.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What you think is the... What do you think is the most important trait to having a friend?
So, what do I think the most important trait is in having a friend? So, explain that a little bit to me. When you say...
Like, what do you... When you, like... When it comes to you, when you find a friend, how you, like... You know what? This is the type of qualities I want in my friends. Like, what are those?
Okay. Honestly, I would say I get a vibe. I'm very good at getting vibes off of people. I feel like discernment. When I meet certain people, it's like a certain quick, like a quick connection. Like sometimes like this, but some people it's kind of like, I don't know yet. I got to figure it out. Some people you got to kind of learn them and figure out if they really for you or not. Mm-hmm. And then you got the people that you just be like, nah, that ain't it, boss. I can't. It's just something about it, the vibe and energy I'm getting from them that's not it. So the trait that I look in, though, I digress. The trait I look in would be somebody that's positive, but also honest and upfront and realistic. They don't think they're perfect. They don't think they got everything together, because I don't got everything together.
Yeah.
And nobody should have everything together. I mean, nobody's perfect. And if you do think you're perfect, then that's a problem. That's kind of a narcissistic attitude that I can't function with. Like, I won't get along with that, because you can't always think that you got everything together. Because one, if you think you always got everything together, why am I your friend? Because I can't help you nowhere. There's nothing I can help you in.
Right.
Like, you got everything together. You're good. You don't need me.
Exactly.
You friends with yourself. Like, you good, boss. I ain't even going to mess with you, because there's nothing I can there's nothing you benefit from being friends with me.
Yeah, you can't learn from me. Just like, what am I here for?
Exactly. Like, there's a thing that they're saying. If you're the smartest person in the room, then you're probably in the wrong room. Like, it's true. Like, look at your friends. And like he said, most of our friends are driven. They got goals and aspirations that they're trying to reach, and they don't let stuff stop them because of things they've been through, or they feel like they didn't get what this other person had. No, but they still try, regardless of what may occur in their life. So I look for, I would say positivity, being straightforward and honest and vulnerable. That's what I would say. That's the traits I look for. Somebody that can, like, a good listener.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody that's not always going to be like, oh, well, I think you should do this. No, you should do this. You still dealing with that? You still going through that? Bro, I would have been done with that. Like, people that put you down, when you already beat yourself down, watch out for them. All right? And sometimes our friends do need to know, like you said earlier, sometimes they need to know, like, hey, when you say this or you do that, that kind of makes me feel less than. Or you looking down on me, or that I'm crazy for feeling like this or looking like this. And that shouldn't be the way we should feel with friends. You got to give your friends a chance to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good question, man. I'm glad you asked that question. That's a good question. But that's how I feel. What about you? What are you looking
for? Well, I remember, I want to piggyback on something you said, bro. When you said, I know you said, you mentioned that, like, but then, like, you know, some connection you have is instant.
Mm-hmm.
And you, like, some people you got to learn.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can relate to this or not, but I know. But like, when I meet people, I'm judging, like, I'm judging their character off the rip. I'm assessing that within like 2-3 minutes of the conversation.
Yeah.
And like, just trying to get a good feel of what kind of heart they got.
Yeah.
Like that, like, I feel like that's very important, to be, especially when you got very sensible. Like, I don't know me, like, I'm very sensible. I can catch on to stuff like that. If this person ain't right, I already know, but then 2-3 minutes, I don't need to be hanging with this type of person. Or like, I need to keep it away from Ryan, or I could be like, oh, yeah, this person, they good. They probably good people. Like, you can just see it. You can feel it. You can just feel that energy from them. Like, I don't know. It's very rare, but when you know. Like, okay, they solid. They got a good heart.
Facts. And you can't always go off about what they say. Go off about what they do.
Yeah.
Because your actions will show who you are, really. Indoors and outdoors. That's what you really got to look at, bro. I agree with that. So I'm going to give y'all a better understanding of how to make new friends. And if there's anything that you feel like I left out, definitely feel free to join in. So you can go to your communities and help out there, or volunteering, giving and accepting invitations from others, and taking up new interests and hobbies. Going out, getting out there in the world and meeting new people. You have anything on that?
Yeah, I thought that was a good one for especially the hobbies one.
Yeah. Man,
especially like going somewhere and picking up a new hobby, and then like you got the same like-minded people. They thinking the same exact way the way that you're thinking. So, you know, why y'all even meeting in the first place? So, I mean, that's already like a conversation starter, something y'all can bond over.
Right. So, yeah.
So I really like that one, man.
I agree, man. Yeah. Let's see. And we also got a survey. There's a survey from NPR.org. So this is a poll just to give y'all an understanding of the percentage in the world and how they view it. So there's a study from the Pew Research Center, and it showed that 61% of adults say having close friends is essential to living a fulfilling life. 38% said they have about 5 or more close friends, and 8% say they have no close friends. So with those percentages, does any of them percentages shock you or that you feel like isn't valid?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm kind of surprised. You said 38% of people have five close friends.
Yeah, five or more close friends.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to you. Five close friends.
Yeah, when I read that, I said, man. They surveyed a lot of people, must be.
Must be.
Hey, five or more is a lot of close friends.
That's a lot of close
friends. Let me ask you this. What is your definition of close friends? Because that kind of depends on the answer too, I feel.
If we can't just call in and check in and check on each other.
Yeah.
Or depend on each other, then we not close.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Just below the surface?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just can't hang out and just kick it, you know, just.
Yeah.
What's up, bro? Like, let's catch up.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't close friends.
Factual. I agree with that.
It's like. That's my take on that.
Yeah. When I read it first, I was like, 61%. Nah, but I agree with that 61% though about having close friends can lead to living a fulfilling life. I do agree with that because it's good to have close friends. Like we've been explaining throughout the whole podcast. So that percentage, I definitely agree with. 8%, I feel like definitely couldn't be higher on the they don't have any close friends. Because like you said, close friends are people you can really count on. And all that. And I feel like if we had more of those, we wouldn't be dealing with as much stress or problems as we do now. I'm not saying the problems would not go away.
It's just easy to deal with it, you know, when you got the support
and
stuff behind you.
Yeah, definitely.
I know that's definitely the benefits of having, like, a lot of friends
and right.
things like that.
Exactly. So. This I found also of how to grow friendships. And, you know, we all need help in that area of keeping friends. Because I feel like a lot of us, we get friends and then we don't keep up with them or check in to see how they're doing. And that's how you end up losing friends because they kind of drop off the radar.
Yeah.
And this probably will help with that if you haven't been doing it. So being kind, being a good listener, as he stated earlier, opening up, showing that you can be trusted, like he also stated earlier, and making an effort, you know. Making an effort, just checking in on people, man. Like, I feel like it's not that hard as people make it to keep friends. It's just y'all just checking. Like, you don't even got to, like, with us, like, all of us, Nick, me, you, LeGarrette, I'm tripping. You are LeGarrette. Thomas, all of us, like, we don't even see each other like that all the time. But when we get together, it's just like, it's not that long of a gap, it feel like. Now, it do be feeling like a long time. But when we get together, it's like clockwork. We back at it. Like old time, man. And I feel like that's another sign that you have a good friendship, too.
And one thing about Harold. Yeah. Hey, Harold, go check in.
Oh, yeah.
Harold, go check in.
Hey, don't respond to the text. I'm going to send you another text. Harold, you don't respond eventually, or I'm going to call.
Harold, one of the other,
man. Yeah, man.
Kids up.
I'll be trying, man. Because I know I'll be needing it. So if I feel like I need it, I'm going to make sure my people get it.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't even care. I don't get as much. Like, I want to make sure y'all good because at the end of the day, it'll weigh on my conscience if something was to happen to y'all. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, I could have did this or I should have did this. I didn't see these signs maybe because I wasn't around as much and this and that. So I do my part to at least try to say that I did what I could, you know?
And likewise, bro, because, like, you don't even know, like, you inspire me, bro. Like, you definitely inspire me with the things that you're doing. You know, I done watched you grow up, and you just doing big things. You know, we in the house now. You got a house.
I appreciate it, man.
You know, your wife and kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just doing the big, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you came a long way, man. Ooh, and then, too. Like, especially with you, like, one thing about Harold.
Hey, how many times I ain't made a basketball team? But I kept trying.
Kept trying, especially with the music stuff. Like,
yeah.
You've been making music since I know you. You still making music.
Yeah, man.
And then you got the podcast stuff going on. You staying consistent. You dropping something. Like, I see you on social media all the time, posting your stuff.
I try, man.
Like, you be getting to it, bro. Like,
thank you, man.
You got a different grind, bro. You different.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I try,
so
man.
So I had to give you your flowers, bro.
Because I
talk about it all the time, bro. So I had to get your flowers, bro.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you as well because you be helping me out with the podcast. I done asked you a couple times, like, what you think I should do on my podcast to make it better? And you done gave me some feedback. And I was like, and just so y'all know, everything y'all gave me, I applied here and there. Like, even, like, the little things, I made sure I applied because I wanted to be the best for the people out there. And I want to let you make sure y'all know that I listened as well. And I didn't just be like, okay, they don't know what they're talking about. No, this and that. No, no, you watching it. Mm-hmm. So you got an idea from a different mindset and a different perspective than I have. So I'm going to take that because that's only going to make it better. Exactly. And that's what it's all about. Matter of fact, like speaking on podcasts, you got your own podcast.
Yeah,
yeah, tell them about your podcast, yeah, man.
We got the LG show.
Yes, sir.
Going on, coming soon. I've been in the lab. I'm going to drop a couple videos soon. So stay tuned. You can follow me on Spotify at the LG show.
Yeah.
That's your boy. We're going to be talking about sports. You know, a lot of basketball, football. But it's going to be the main coverage.
Yeah.
A little bit. And, you know, we're going to be talking about them Colts. I know a lot of y'all probably ain't no Colts fan. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of Colts content on there. So be ready for that.
But yeah.
Coming real soon, y'all.
I like that. I like that, man. I'm proud of you, man, for doing that, man. Cause sure. Podcasting ain't easy. People be thinking this is. But once they actually start doing it, it'd be like, it's a lot of work, but yeah, you got that mindset, bro. I know you're going to do great things with it. So y'all be sure to follow it, subscribe it, the LG show. All right? That's the LG show. All right? Y'all get on that, man. So show support, bro. Show support. But yeah, man, we're going to make things happen, man. So the friends got a theme show. Like, they got a, what they call a theme song or something when they come on?
Yeah,
what's the theme song?
Man, why you trying to give me some kids? Come on, man. I'll be there for you.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be there. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Hey, I like that. Hey, that's the main topic about friendship, just being there for the person. So that's perfect for that, man. I'll be there for you. That's all it is. So go out there. Make some new friends. Enjoy life with the people that enjoy you. That's good right there. Enjoy life with the people that enjoy you.
That's a gem. Hey, yeah. That's a gem. That's a gem. That's, hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, man. But nah, for real though, all seriousness, like, life is not as long as you think. All right? None of us know when our time is up. So make the most of what you can while you're here. With that being said, we appreciate y'all for tuning in to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Hope y'all can join us the next time. And also, be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share to others so they can learn how to become their best selves. We're not in this for ourselves. We're in it for everybody else as well. Let's feast. Let's grow together. Become united. Matter of fact, my boy from the event earlier, he said there's unity in community. So become that. Become that. Find your community, man. Again, I want to say thank you for coming out, man. I really appreciate you for taking the trip. That, it was like an hour and something drive. Yes, sir. No doubt, man. Always. An hour and something drive, man. So, hey, that's some determination, bro. Cause, yeah, man, it's rough out there. But, man.
Like you said, show up for your people.
Show up for your people. You heard my man. Show up for your people, bro. So, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, hey, we out.
Real talk.